So, how do you feel about your morning routine?
That's something that I often ask people, and a lot of times I get a silence, a pause, and then they're like, not so good. Like, I know it could be improved. Okay, if that's you, listen up because this podcast episode is for you. We're going to be talking about morning routines, how to develop a good one, and how to actually keep doing it. How to follow through with the routine. So I got some tips in here for you guys who want to know how to really intentionally design your life and be the person that you want to be, that follow-through piece. So even if you feel good about your morning routine, this episode will still serve you because I'm going to be sharing some tips and tricks that I haven't really talked about on the show. So I think you'll get a lot from it. The reason why I feel so motivated, inspired to share this episode with you is because I taught my class, this course that I created about morning routines. I taught it for the first time today. So it's so fresh in my mind. I've been so excited about this material. And I thought, why not just give it to you in a podcast episode too, so you can start thinking about it? Because I know a lot of y'all don't know about my lives when they happen and all of that. And I don't teach these classes like super frequently. They kind of get recycled like every month. So you might miss out. So this way you're not missing out. And you can hear this stuff when you're doing your thing, when you're driving, when you're walking, whatever it is that you're doing, cleaning, being that person you want to be. I see you. I see you doing that. All right. So for those that are new here, my name is Angela Barnard. You can call me Ange. I am the host of the show, clearly. And I love helping people intentionally design their life. I work with people one-on-one and in groups. So I got my own set of career coaching clients that I'm working with. I got people that are just working with me on their personal development. Like they just want to keep their energy high and feeling good. So we're like deep diving into what's getting in the way of that. I'm doing some one-on work with that, which is super fun. Helping people again get the jobs that they want, design a career that they want, getting clarity around what it is that they want. And then I have my group coaching programs that some of you guys have been a part of, Clarify Your Vision and Commit to Your Vision. So, Clarify Your Vision, we just did our live retreat this past Saturday from the time I'm recording this episode. It was so much fun. If you attended that, thank y'all so much for coming. It was so fun. The vision boards that people created, the dreams that they shared, like I'm feeling the energy. I feel like this is gonna be a really good year. I hope that you're feeling that way too. If you're not, let's talk about it. Let's brainstorm. Let's get you a vision. Let's get you moving forward. Let's get you a routine. That's why you're listening right now. At least maybe you want some ideas of some things you can add to your routine. I swear. Every time I hear about other people's morning routines, I'm like, ooh, that's a good idea. Like, I want to tweak my stuff around, right? Because I just get ideas of how I could like improve my life by hearing other people's stories. Even though I feel good about my routine, I actually am pretty proud of the routine I have. But I still feel like there's always room for improvement. We can always gain wisdom. So here we are. We're gaining that wisdom. All right. So I do want to say before I get started, guys, if you have not left a podcast review, please do so. If you have an Apple device, if you can do that, that means a lot. That helps people find the show. I don't like asking people and like begging y'all to leave reviews, but I know it's a part of helping people find the show and helping us get guests that you want to listen to. All of that. We have some new guests coming on the show. I've been vetting people out, and we got some new ones coming on that I'm actually super excited to have on the show. Different perspectives. We got a guy coming on the show, which is fun energy because we haven't really, I don't know if we've had a guy in the show yet, have we? I'm not sure. I know I have some episodes that need to be edited with some men in them, but don't worry, guys. I got help on that. I'm getting help with this whole editing thing because I got so many episodes in the queue and I've been just showing up live because I'm like, ooh, I feel good. I want to share this one thing, right? And I still have so many other episodes. That such good content that I still need to share. But the thing that I'm struggling with, and you guys probably feel this in your life too, is the whole like prioritization. I'm just keeping it real. I help people with this. And this is an area that I'm always working on improving because I am someone who sees so much opportunity, always. I do. And I really know that my where I need to be coached on is like priorities. And don't worry, I've been getting help, y'all. I practice what I preach. I got my productivity coaches working with me, helping me prioritize. I really do feel like it's improving. Like I'm getting more productive. I'm getting the help that I need. Some of you guys have been exchanging coaching for your gifts and your services, which I'm so excited about. If you've reached out to me about that, know that I'll get back to you. I'm coming back to you. I just need to update my calendar and then email everybody the links to find spaces on my calendar. The holdup has been my husband figuring out this whole Appalachian Trail thing, our job switch. Like, I don't want to, like, give my calendar out until I, like, have a better idea of what's happening. And I kind of feel a little, like, out of it lately because of the move that we're prepping for and just a lot of unknowns. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're in that space. That's where I'm at. All right, y'all. Let's get into our content. I got so much energy today. I've been feeling like that lately. It's crazy. Like, I have never felt this good before. And you know what's going on in my life? Okay, there's a lot of transition stuff happening, right? But the thing is, I really feel like I'm actually like this whole morning routine thing. I really feel like that's been helping me. Like really honing in on my morning routine, making myself proud early in the morning. Like I've been feeling so good. And I 100% believe that's why. So what a perfect time to share this content with you so that you can get that energy high too. All right, let's do this. I got my little PowerPoint here to remind me of what I want to share. So, okay, let's talk about this. Have you ever woke up? Hear me out. You woke up and then you immediately felt behind and then you had a rush to get to where you needed to be. And then later you found yourself mad at yourself for not being more productive. And you're like, you know, I should have woke up earlier. You know, I was feeling like anxious all day. I was rushing, you know, all day I had that feeling, right? I should have woke up earlier. I should have done X, Y, Z, right? Should have went to bed earlier the night before, whatever it is. And you start like shitting on yourself, S-H-O-U-L-D. You start doing that. Well, this, guys, used to be my life, like my story of my life every single day. I used to feel that way. When I used to have my one-on-one coach work with me, this was in one specific area that we would talk about. Because that used to be me. I can still picture me years ago. This is before I met my husband, Ian, and we're going on, I don't know, 8 years or something like that. Anyways, I remember back in the day when I lived in my house, I owned this house in Holland, Michigan. And I remember waking up and just always feeling like that, like I was behind, like I was rushing and just being like, oh, I suck at managing my time. Like I would say those kinds of things. I'd have these stories like that. And my coach would work with me about it because I had so many like judgments about like the time I was waking up, what I was getting all done. I was just vibing at this low energy and I always felt like this sense of anxiousness. That's used to be how my life was. Flash forward to today. And I am so energized. Like people are like, what are you on over here? I'm high in life, really. Like I really feel that way. I feel so blessed to be able to do the work that I do. I feel so good, like especially because I've been working on my health too, you know? So anywho, I just feel like that's how I used to be, waking up, feeling behind, feeling anxious, feeling like I'm rushing, feeling like I was like never getting enough done, never productive enough, like all of that mind trash. That was my life, okay? To fast forward to where I am now. And I owe it what? What do I owe it to? My morning routine. Yes, I do. Okay? So this is the number one thing that I believe has made the biggest difference in my life, my health, my relationships, my career. And I'm like, I gotta talk to my clients more about this. Like, how you showing up in the morning? How you starting your day? Because you know that when you start the morning and you feel like you're starting off on the wrong foot, you feel like things are like something happened in the morning, let's say, and it just you didn't start off on the right foot. You know what those things are that happen, right? And you judge them as something that's gone wrong. And then after that, what happens? The rest of the day, it just seems like it's going downhill, turns into a crappy day. That's how you feel. What happened? It's almost like the snowball effect, right? The domino effect. This thing happened in the morning and then it's all downhill from there. So what really happened, y'all, is that your energy got shifted and then you start showing up in the world from that energetic place. And then more stuff starts coming in that's on the same level as that energetic space. You know? You know how this is. And then you know what it's like too when you feel good. And then you just feel like all these things like are coming your way where like this opportunity in your life, like just like this wonderful thing happens. And then this and then this and then this. It's almost like when it rains, it pours, and the vice versa for the negative things too. We experience that a lot in our life, you know? So I'm always just thinking about my energy. Like, how can I get my energy flowing in the direction I want it to in the morning? Like, how can I raise my energy, start to feel really good, and then from that energetic place, do all my work, do all the things that I want to do? Like, that's the most important thing. So that whole self-care piece is not just like some fluffy, sound good thing. This is about you being intentional with your life, right? That's really what it's about. It's about you caring enough about yourself, like, and loving on yourself so that you can show up in the world and be love and light to everybody else around you. You can't give what it is you don't have, right? So if you're not showing up first internally and showing that love to you, you can't give it to anybody else. You're not going to show up well. We got to prioritize this stuff. But you know what we do is we prioritize everything else over our well-being. And we'll say, yeah, that'll happen if all of this stuff happens. Even look at how we do our calendar, right? How we prioritize things. We're like, okay, if I got extra time, then I'll work out. If I have extra time. Okay, if I have extra time, then I'll do some journaling. No. That needs to be priority first, right? Okay, this is like people living their life doing that backwards approach. Like, when I have that, then I'll be that way. It's about being that way now, and that causes you to have the results that you want, right? Okay, so let's talk about what a morning routine is, so we're on the same page. It's a set of habits or emotions you go through after you wake up. We all got a morning routine. We do. The thing is, some of us have morning routines that don't serve us, that are not in alignment with who we want to be, that don't set us up for success, that don't set our future self up for success, okay? And some of us have routines that do, or maybe certain habits that do set us up, but we'd like to improve. Wherever you are, that's totally fine. We'll meet you right where you're at. So the real question is what is your morning routine? What you're already doing? What are the habits you perform in? Do you like it? Do you like your morning routine? Are you proud of it? If the answer is no, let's do some work in that area. So let's try to look at how we can make your morning routine in alignment with you and what it is that you desire. Now, if I could sit with you one-on-one, I'll be looking at your vision board or talking about your goals, how you want your life to be, and I would see if there's any way we can target moving that area, that thing that you've been dreaming, thinking about, if we can do some of that work in the morning, if we can set yourself up in your morning before the rest of the world comes throwing demands at you. That's what I would do if I was going to be super intentional and we're working with you on that intentional level. But I don't know what your vision is. So you got to look at that for yourself. And if you don't have one, you got to email me to make sure that you get one. And I can send you the link so that you can create this vision for yourself. Okay? You can email me super easy about anything. Don't be afraid to reach out. My email is ange@angebarnard.com. Super easy to remember. So I want you to think about, what are some of the things that are good things to do in the morning, to have as part of your morning routine? You already know, you've been hearing them from other people that you admire. What are they? Okay, let's talk about them. Exercise, right? Exercise, mindful practice of some sort, meditation, creating your space of calm, solitude, prayer, whatever mindfulness works for you, makes sense for you. Journaling, a common practice. In fact, a lot of people, some of the greatest thinkers in the world, are known for journaling. Their actual journals are like items that are worth a lot of money. You know, people from the past, these great thinkers. Practicing gratitude, connecting with somebody that you love. That's a common practice of the people that we admire early in the morning. They choose to do that. Working on priorities. You know, you've heard eat the frog, or maybe doing the hardest thing first in the morning, or maybe just working on a specific project that you want to move forward. Reviewing long-term goals. So Scott Adams, he was the creator of Dilbert. He wrote down his goals 10 to 15 times a day. And he said that this was one of his secrets to success. What was he doing? He was programming his mind. He was training his mind on who he wanted to be. keeping his goals and his vision in the forefront of his mind so that his brain would work to look for opportunity to make that happen. He didn't just like, you know, write goals down and then hide them from himself and never look at them again. No, right? We kept it in front of your head. You need your mind, your sight. That's what I'm trying to say, right? And you got to keep reminding yourself of that, training yourself to be who you want to be. Success leaves clues. We know this. So if there's anybody that you admire, or like, let's say you have a goal, like in your vision board, or let's say you've just wrote down a vision for yourself and you have this idea of like what you would like to create in your life. I recommend that you look at someone who has what it is you desire. You hear me say this all the time, but I'm going to keep repeating it. And I want you to look at their habits. Specifically, I want you to check out their morning routine. That's how they start their day. So what are they doing? What's the recipe to that success? Okay. Let me give you an example. One of the big things that you often hear is to make your bed. And you're like, my husband throws this at me all the time. We have a rule. I say like, if you're last one in the bed, you got to make the bed. And he always like to say like, well, why, honey? Like, I'm just going to get it messy again anyways at night. Why do I got to make it? Like, does it matter? And I'm like, yeah, because this is you like training yourself to be a certain kind of person, making yourself proud first thing in the morning. So let me just read this. This is from Admiral William McRaven. You guys may have heard of his book called Make Your Bed, New York Times bestseller. He's a U.S. Navy SEAL. A bad, you know what I'm trying to say, dude, like awesome, right? Lots of wisdom to give. So he says, you want to change the world? Start by making your bed every day. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride and it will encourage you to do another task and another, right? We always start small. By the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter. Little things in life matter. I'm going to say that again. Little things in life matter. Sounds like what I often say. Every little bit counts. Every chip you eat counts. Every squat you do counts. Every sip of water you drink counts. Right? Every page that you write of that book that you've been dreaming about, that counts. It all adds up. If you can't do the little things right, you will never do the big things right. That's what he says. And I like to think about it as like how I do anything is how I do everything. I just like hold on to that. Like when I want to like, let's say I'm doing planks or some exercise and I find myself wanting to give up, not do it. I'm like, Ange, how you do anything is how you do everything. Are you going to be the person that just shows up and does it half like, you know what I'm trying to say? Are you going to be the person who follows through, who doesn't give up when it's hard? Like, who do you want to be? I'm always talking to myself. My personal trainer that I'm working with, she talks to herself all the time. I listen to her, like calling her name out, just like I do. Ange, you could do this. One more rep. You got this. Like, you know, you got to talk to yourself, motivate yourself. Do the little things right. And then I'm going on. I get distracted. Let me keep reading what he said. He said, and if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So just like there's so much power in starting with what you have. And then like it's all about who you're training to be. If you're the person who makes their bed, what does that mean? It means you're the kind of person who finishes things, who cares about their space and how they show up. So if you're doing this with your bed, like you'll start to do this with other areas of your life. If you do this with what your car looks like, how you taking pride in how you dress yourself, like all these little things add up. And it starts to form this identity of the kind of person you are. And then you start to show up for other things. You know what I mean? It's a domino effect. We got to be thinking about the small stuff. This is why I preach my 5-minute workout. Like I'm like, you want to start building healthy exercise routines? Start with your 5 minutes. You can do 5 minutes. Start with 2 minutes, in fact. There's a lot of research that shows that just starting with 2 minutes, that starts to prove to your brain that you're the person that shows up for themselves. You're the person that exercises, even if it's just 2 minutes. You got to prove to your brain that you can be that person. So it might look like every big goal that you have, you can break it down into a mini, like 2-minute version of that goal. We talked about this in the Clarify Your Vision retreat. So an example would be, let's say I want to work out. So what could be the 2 minutes? It could be like just showing up to the space for 2 minutes or putting my mat out. And that's like 2 minutes. I'm the person that shows up and that's there. And I'm focusing on that. And maybe I only stay for 5 minutes. But I'm still training my brain that I'm the person that shows up. And if I do that over and over and over, I'll be sticking around longer. Just naturally, that's going to happen. Because I'm starting to prove to myself that I'm that kind of person. Just like writing. You want to write a book? Show up and start writing a page. Start writing for 5 minutes. Because a lot of us aren't even doing that when it comes to like our big goals and dreams. But if we can start small, prove to our brain that we're that person, then we start showing up more. That's what I'm trying to say. Just like James Clear says, every vote, every action you take is a vote for who you want to become, who you vote to become, who you train yourself to be. Okay, another thing to be thinking about is a lot of us, when we come up with our goals, and we're going to do this when we come up with our morning routine, what we do is like, we say, ideally, I'd like to do all these things perfectly, like, this would be awesome, right? And then the reality is like, life happens, and you're going to do all of those things. And a lot of y'all are going to write that all down, and then you're going to be like, I suck, I can't follow through, might as well not do anything, right? And it's like, this is actually called the what the hell effect. I talked about this in episodes back. If you want to change behavior, go back and listen to How to Change Your Behavior for Good. That's an episode a bit back. Search for it. And I talked about how from Katie Milkman's book, Change Your Behavior for Good. I forget what it's called. Something like that. How to Change Your Behavior for Good, or how to something related to that. Look it up. Okay. Anywho, she says that... she talks about this concept of the what the hell effect, and basically stating that, like, let's say that you have this desire to eat really healthy, right? And then, like, let's say people bring it, celebrate a birthday. They bring all the cake, they bring all the things, and you have some of it. And then you're like, oh, like, they're like, you want to go out for margaritas after? And you're like, you know what? What the hell? You know, I already did all the stuff. Might as well, right? What I've noticed, guys, is that a lot of times, not so much good comes from the might as well phrase. You know what I mean? Think about it. It's kind of like YOLO. You only live once. Like, a lot of times, not the best things come from that. Not always, but sometimes, you know, that's a phrase when we're about to dig ourselves in a hole that we don't want to be in. You know what I mean? Okay. So really what I want you to do is to make yourself proud. Proud of how you show up. And this is the deal. When I talked about you come up with all these ideas of all the things that you want to do, and I'm not hating on dreaming big. You know, I'm not about that. Like, I love you to dream big, to envision what could be possible for you, even if maybe envision things that you don't think is going to be possible for you. I'm all about that, right? But this is the thing, is like, I know that a lot of times we have this all or nothing mindset. If we don't follow through on all the things, then we suck. We make up a story like that, and then we don't move forward. And this is why I like to say you need to choose progress over perfection. You need to start adopting that mentality. I choose progress over perfection. Okay? But this is the thing. Let's say you want to build big muscles, right? Or you want to get super toned. You don't go to the gym and start lifting the biggest weights that you see right away. Like, you're going to hurt yourself doing that. It's not sustainable. You're not going to like it. You're not going to be coming back after that, right? So you don't do that. What you do is you start small. You start with the small weights and then you build up. And the same is true for anything else we want to do in our life. The same is true for our morning routine. Anything else that we're working on or other goals, like, start small and build up to it. We want to make it sustainable. This is about who you're becoming. I'm getting emails. I'm logged into my brother-in-law's email. I have no idea why. It's like automatically on my computer. Try to get it off. Doesn't come off. Okay. Side note. All right. So what are the benefits of a morning routine? Why you got to get yourself a good one? The thing is, if you don't think you got a good one, chances are you don't got a good one. Okay. So we're going to talk about more about what makes up a good one. But what are the benefits is that there's less stress because you start your day generating positive energy. Right? When you start from that place, everything flows from there. You got to be intentional about the energy you're generating in the morning. Something you got to think about. A lot of us don't think about that. We just start immediately reacting to the world, picking up your phone. Some of you guys are even picking up your phone, scrolling on your social media first thing in the morning. What? Yeah, I'm calling you out on that if you are doing that, because you know what? Like, what are you doing? Like, you're giving your attention, your precious energy to what everybody else is doing in the world. What about you? How do you want to show up? Right? So what kind of energy do you want to generate first thing in the morning? Do you want to be starting your life off with or your day with like reacting? So this is the thing. You can be the thermostat or you can be the thermometer in life. Which one are you going to be? The thermometer reacts to the environment. The thermostat decides, like you turn the thermostat where you want it to be and everything else responds to that, right? You set the environment. You set the tone for how things are going to be, that space versus the thermometer, okay? So that's what you do with this morning routine. You have an increase of productivity and focus. Why? Because you're reducing the stress. You're reducing the catabolic energy because you're making yourself proud first thing in the morning. And that helps you focus because catabolic energy, stress, worry, anxiety, depression, it's really hard to focus from that place, right? So what do we do? We got to shift that energy. We can't be starting off on that note. We got to generate a new kind of energy. Energy is generated. Stop waiting for feeling motivated. Stop waiting to feel motivated. I know I do that too. I'm like, yeah, when I feel more motivated, then I'll do stuff. It's like, generate your motivation. I'm feeling really pumped today. You know, like if I get loud, it's because I love you guys and I'm pumping you up. All right. It helps you reach your other goals because of the person you're becoming in the morning. This can help you with everything else. Can help your relationships, your career. I'm going to tell you a bit about that in a minute. You get more free time in the evening to enjoy the day without regrets and without shitting. Without shitting on yourself. S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G. That's what I'm saying. So the thing is, even if you have freedom in the evening, like you think you do, you opened up that time on your calendar, you may not have mental freedom. And that doesn't allow you to enjoy that time. Because you may be there being like, I wish I would have done more today, or you're worrying about tomorrow. That ain't freedom. No. So if you want to have freedom and truly have fun in your life, I know a lot of you guys want to have more fun. Let's start with the morning and let's get that. Let's be intentional about that and watch the energy clear. Watch what happens after that. How much more freedom you have in the mind, how much better you feel, you know? And then you have improved health and relationships. Let me give you an example. Since I've been working out in the morning, since I've been drinking my water, since I've been doing my meditation, all these little habits, clearing my mind, doing my journaling, all that stuff in the morning, like I am a better wife. I'm a better human being in the world. I'm a better coach. I'm a better friend, better sister, daughter, all the things because I feel good. So as soon as I do this stuff and I walk out and I see my husband, I'm happy. This morning, Ian and I were doing we were rapping. We made up a rap about Steve, our cat. We're laughing about this morning. The old me used to almost like scowl at him when he'd come down the stairs because I'd be like, okay, now I'm going to make him breakfast and I got to make all my whole life about him now. And it's like I had this resentment about it because I wasn't taking care of myself. And I think we do have that sometimes, you know, we're resenting others because we're just annoyed that we got to do all these things for them because we don't feel good. They're not helping us. We make up all these stories, right? We start coming from this catabolic place. But you got to get your energy right first. That's on you. That ain't on anybody else. We got to stop blaming. We got to take responsibility for our life. Radical responsibility and ownership. This is something I've been learning from my own mentors about really taking ownership of my life and what I'm creating in my life. And I can tell you there's a lot of areas that I got to work on too where I don't take ownership of it. It's like, you know, some of this tech stuff, it's hard for me. I feel like, you know, and I got to stop making that story up. But the thing is like there's a lot of things where I'm like, I'm not sure how to do this. Okay, take responsibility then. We figure it out. We find a way. Make it work for us. And I've been seeing opportunity because I'm like, this is my life. I own this, right? I can design it the way that I want. And if we have a problem, then there's always a solution to that problem. And I just got to find it. Okay, so let's talk about some more good habits that people we admire have, morning habits. So they like to repeat positive affirmations. Muhammad Ali said, it's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. You know this. I talk about this all the time. What are you telling yourself in your mind? Are you being intentional what you're telling yourself? What are you training yourself to be like? What kind of person? Are you repeating stories that you're never going to find someone that's a good fit for you? I hear that a lot from people, like, where they don't actually say that, but I know that's replaying in their mind. And then that affects you not finding someone. Or maybe it's like you're saying, like, oh, I don't know how I would ever make more money. Like, I'm not, I don't have X, Y, Z, whatever it is that you need. And you start telling yourself these stories. You're doing affirmations. A lot of people like to act like affirmations are something that's like weird out there. No, you're already telling yourself affirmations right now. You're already repeating thoughts to yourself. But are you being intentional about it? Because you know what your brain's going to do? Whatever you tell it, it's going to look for opportunity to support what you believe about yourself. You can only rise to the level of your beliefs about yourself. So if you feel like you're held back anywhere in your life, there's might be identity stuff. There might be subconscious stuff. There's layers we're going to work through. This is why some people have reached out to me recently for coaching around like looking at these levels. What's really happening here? They're like, I just know that I can move forward more, but I'm not even really sure what is really holding me back. Maybe I got this area of my life. This one's good. I feel good about this, but I know something's holding me back, Ange. Let's work through it. Let's figure out where we're holding on to that catabolic stuff in our lives. The subconscious beliefs and crap, stuff that we probably got from childhood we don't even know about. Just other things, like stories that we've made up from our past events. And sometimes we got to dig through these layers, clear. All right, do the work. Talk about this stuff. Release it. The cool thing, too, about journaling, I'm going to backtrack a little bit, is that when you journal your thoughts, and people ask me today in class, well, what should I journal on, Ange? Is there like a prompt or something like that? You know what I say? Is that you just journal on whatever in your mind. Because whatever pops up in your mind that you've been worrying about, that's taking energy from you. It's generating that catabolic energy in your life. So I want you to write it out, put it on paper. I don't care how dumb it sounds. Write it out. Like somebody said this to me, I was mad that they said this to me. I feel gross and fat in my body right now. Like I wrote that down. I have a journal that says that. I'm not kidding. So anyways, I write that stuff down. And then what's really cool is you get to be the observer. You get to see it and then you can look at it, take yourself outside of it, away from the drama. And then you can be the observer. And then this helps you shift your energy around it. You release it just like you would a computer. You know how it gets like, there's so much on the hard drive, whatever. It starts slowing down, not functioning right. You might be having too much in your mind. Let's take it out. Let's put it out on paper. Let's transfer that information over somewhere else. And then we can look at it externally. Then we can decide what to do with it. This is why there's the whole field of narrative medicine. The whole writing stories, learning from that, being the observer. Like this is science. There's so much science that supports the benefits of journaling. There's some really cool stuff. An improved immune system. Just like obviously your overall health and well-being. People are more likely to even exercise. Like you start bringing on these other habits too. Like all of this stuff is connected. So this is why a lot of people journal that we admire. This is why a lot of them repeat the positive affirmations, why they read their goals to themselves every day. One of the things I recommend to you is you repeat your identity statements from the Clarify Your Vision course. And then setting intentions. So Benjamin Franklin woke up every day, 5 a.m., and he asked himself this question, what good shall I do today? He's setting an intention. Steve Jobs woke up every day and he said, if today was the last day of my life, would I be happy with what I'm about to do today? And he said if he had too many days in a row where the answer was no, then he knew something needed to change for him. Setting the intention. What do I ask myself every day? I say, what would make me proud of how I showed up today? My favorite question to ask. It's a great energy shifting question if you're feeling down because it allows you to take responsibility. And that's a higher energy level, higher awareness level than the lower ones where you feel like life sucks, right? Or you feel depressed or anxious. We gotta shift that up, and that's a great question. So I like to think about it as like champagne moments. You may have heard people say this is like, you know, what's gonna be like the thing that you can toast to? Like, so I think about this as like, okay, if there's something I get done today, let me exit out of this. If there's something I get done today and I could like toast this like champagne, like, yes, I'm so proud that I got this thing done. What is it? What's that thing? And I write that down. So this is stuff I'm doing to set intentions for how I want to show up, guys. All right. So I'm telling you about my ideal morning routine. My ideal, keyword, ideal. That's if everything works out great. Is that how life normally is? No. But do I do a lot of this? Have I been pretty good about getting this down? Yeah, but I've been practicing it for a while. It's become a habit for me. But I'm telling you, the more that I've been doing this, oh, I feel so good. This is where this energy is coming from. All right, so this is what I do. I wake up around 5 in the morning. I lay in my bed and I do affirmations for about 5 minutes. So I pray, I meditate. It's not really my meditation yet there, but I kind of like lay down. Let me back up. My phone, I always set it farther away from me. So I make myself get up to grab it to turn the alarm off, which wakes me up. Because otherwise, I'll be snoozing. And I know that about myself. I got to increase the resistance. I always say this. If you want to break a habit, what do? You add resistance to it. Make it harder for you to do that thing. Just like if you want to stop scrolling on social media, what can you do? Delete your social media apps. Make it so that you have to log on in a different way that's way harder. Stuff like that. Hide your phone from yourself. Make it harder for you. And then that will help you break the habit. Whereas like, let's say you want to stop eating cookies. Then you stop buying the cookies, right? Make it so you have to go to the grocery store to get the cookies. And you don't want to go to the grocery store. That's you adding resistance. So that's what I do in the morning is I add resistance. I actually keep my phone on airplane mode. My husband has his not on airplane mode. So if there's an emergency, someone call us. But I'll keep mine on airplane mode. Why? Because as soon as I grab my phone in the morning, I don't want it to be dinging and like text messages, whatever it is. And then what happens is I end up reacting to the world right away in the morning. And I don't want to do that yet. I ain't ready for that yet. I got to get myself ready, right? So I can show up well. So that's why I very intentionally keep my phone on airplane mode, put it away from me. It has a bedtime. I name my phone Bobby. I said, Bobby has bedtime. Bobby has a bedtime. And so do I. So I actually set an alarm on my phone that says that I should go to bed. So I set my bedtime because I'm always thinking about the evening before. Okay, backtrack. So wake up around 5 a.m., do my affirmations. I repeat to myself my statements, my identity-based goals, and I start envisioning myself being that person. I do this for about 5 minutes. Then I come downstairs. I even envision myself walking down the stairs, getting my drink. Like, there's a lot of research to support. Like, if you envision yourself doing the task that you want to do, being the person you want to be, you're more likely to follow through. When you envision yourself being that person, building the habits of that person. So I drink 2 cups of water. I have a water bottle that is out for me that's already ready for me to drink the 2 cups of water. I actually have my gigantic 1 gallon water jug filled up too because I prepped the night before, so I have a good morning. I start hot water for my coffee. And while I'm doing the hot water, I take out all the items for my husband's breakfast. This is stuff related to my identity-based goals, the kind of person I want to be in this world. I want to be a good wife. And I feel like to me, that's me helping my husband succeed in life, setting him up for success. I want to be power couple. I want to rock it out in this world. Like, right? So I got to think about how can I show up? What are the habits I can do to help us be successful as a team? So that's one of the things is I'm all about making my husband breakfast, setting him up for success. And then I do a 5-minute workout. I'm going to be doing a little challenge in February. If you're not in part of our Facebook group, The Intentionalist, I think I'm going to do it there where the entire month of February, we're going to commit to doing a 5-minute workout every day. You can do more than that. Of course, work out more than that if you want to. But if you just want to like shift your energy, try this 5-minute workout with me. It'll be really fun. I think we're going to be listening to Pitbull or something because that gets me really excited. Always excited about like any Pitbull songs. It feels good. Pumps me up. I think I get why Tony Robbins, I think, is often known for having Pitbull come to his concert or his, not concerts, his events, what I'm trying to say. Because it pumps you up. Okay, so 5-minute workout, and then I meditate for 3 minutes. Only 3 minutes. I use Insight Timer app. It's got a timer on it. Motivates me to sit there, and I just like be with my thoughts. So what's happening here? Part one, I divided this in 2 parts. Waking up around 5 a.m., I drink my 2 cups of water. Let me back up. You ain't got to wake up at 5 a.m. If you don't want to wake up at 5 a.m., the time that you wake up, it benefits you when you wake up earlier because you can be more productive, you know, if you want to be. But you also got to prioritize your sleep. I don't want you to be attached to the specific time. I want you to be more attached to the habit that you're doing, who you're being after you wake up. Don't start shaming yourself because you slept in, all that stuff. None of that. We ain't got time for that. Okay? And then this takes me about 15 minutes. So I get a lot done in 15 minutes. Waking up, doing my affirmations, drinking my water, hydrating myself, Why? Because you were dehydrated all night. You need to get some fluids in you, some water in you, so that your brain can function, that you can feel energized. Don't go straight to drinking the coffee. I'm prepping breakfast. I'm doing a 5-minute workout, and I'm doing a meditation. 15 minutes. If you just did 15 minutes like that, you'd be feeling so good about yourself. How can we be intentional about that? Okay. And then the part two, this is where I add more. Then I journal. After I do a meditation, I start writing down my thoughts. I look at my planner, make sure my intentions are there from the night before. Look at my day and see if I need to move things around. I'm just intentional there. Getting my thoughts out, look at my planner. And then I exercise for 30 minutes. This wasn't always me. And it's not always me, truthfully, today. Depends. Like, I really do try to follow my exercise routine, pretty good about it. But sometimes I'll be traveling or something happens or my time gets moved around with a consulting project or something, and I always have a plan B. Flexibility is key. Flexibility. I'm gonna tell you more about that in a bit. Let's see here. And then after exercise, I make my husband breakfast and I do a household task. This takes me about 30 minutes. So I'm like cleaning the house. I got a list of things I do with the home to keep it up. Always keeping it up every day. It's part of my morning routine. And then I get ready for the day while I listen to a podcast, something inspiring and motivational. So that takes me about an hour and 45 minutes. What's my morning routine chunk of time? You got to figure out yours. So in Commit to Your Vision, we talk about separating your day into like 5 different chunks of time. So the early morning routine, the early morning, that chunk of time, it's from the time you wake up, pick out what you want to do, what time you wake up to the time you actually have to work on something that maybe that is outside of you. So what's that block of time? Is it 5 to 8? Is it 6 to 9? Is it 6 to 7:30? Is it 7 to 8? Whatever that is for you, where you can put your morning routine in there. Think about it. So for me, I've been blessed where I've designed my life where my first hour of my day, I can work on a project that's really meaningful to me. And move that forward. And that's when I decide to do that. It's usually from 8 to 9 a.m. I don't schedule anything during that time if I can prevent it. Now, this ain't always the case because sometimes I'm gone on a consulting project or something. But this is ideally when I'm at home, when things are going the way that I want it to. Keyword, I did not start this way. I didn't start here. I didn't start at the gym lifting the big, huge weights, right? You start with the small ones like we talked about. I want you to brainstorm your ideal morning routine, though. I do want you to do that. Tell me that you're going to do that and journal it out. What you want, pick the time frame. Ideally, what are you going to do? Walk me through the whole thing. If you got to add in there, I'm going to go pee, I'm going to brush my teeth. Add it in. I don't care. Do the whole entire thing. Brainstorm. Then, what else am I going to ask you to do? I'm going to ask you also to write down like how much time you think you're going to spend on each thing. I think that's important. Then I'm going to ask you to simplify. And I want you to just focus on mindfulness, movement, mastery. This is something that Amy Landino talks about on her YouTube videos. She has a really good way of teaching this. I love her words. These are words she uses: mindfulness, movement, mastery. I kind of have some other words I use. I use MVP is my acronym, which is movement, visualization, and progress. So like you're moving forward on the things that you want. That's what I like to do. MVP, I'm the MVP of my life, most valuable player. Side note, guys, I was voted most valuable player on my track team, I think, in high school, which is, I just love that because I feel like thinking about in my life now, like, how can I be the most valuable player in my life? Those are the things I can do. I can move my body in the morning. I can do some visualization and I can make progress on something, anything that's important to me before I start thinking about the rest of the world and the demands. So she has mindfulness, movement, mastery. So this is where I started. I gave myself 15 minutes. And I was like, all right, Ange. And for 5 minutes, you're going to wake up around this time. For 5 minutes, you're going to do this for mindfulness. So for mindfulness, mine was like my affirmations and then praying. So 5 minutes, I'm doing that. And then 5 minutes of movement. What are you going to do for movement? So for me, you might pick things. You might be like, I'm going to dance for 5 minutes. I'm going to do some squats while my coffee's brewing. That's what I like to do. I'm going to do 3 minutes of a dance. I'm going to do 1 minute of jumping jacks. Whatever you decide, like brainstorm in your mind, what are you going to do for movement? And the last thing is mastery. What's that thing that you're going to work on to move yourself forward? You know, maybe it's like you have a goal to improve your health, and that's when you're going to be like, I don't know, Mondays, maybe you're going to plan your meals out. Maybe you have a goal to switch your job and find work that you really love. What are the three next steps that you can do? Every morning, you're going to spend 5 minutes looking at what you need to do to move that forward. And then you're going to schedule it in your day. Maybe that's what you decide to do for mastery. Maybe you're working on a book and you're going to write 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever you decide your routine is going to be. But I do recommend that you start with 15 minutes. Can you do that for yourself? Yes, you can. You can give yourself 15 minutes. If you got to wake up earlier, then do that. But if you can't give yourself 15 minutes, Houston, we have a problem. Because 15 minutes for yourself, come on now, you can prioritize this. This is your life, right? So mindfulness, movement, mastery. What are you going to do for those things? What are you going to do for mindfulness? How long? When, where, when and where is what you need to figure out for every one of these. Mindfulness, movement, mastery. That's all I want you to do. Take your journal out. Write down mindfulness, movement, mastery. What are you going to do? How long? When are you going to do it? And where? Right? And this is going to build up. And soon you'll have a routine that you really are like, I feel so good and proud of myself, like where I am right now. But I still feel good about pulling out my three things wherever I am. Why am I asking you to do this? Because I want it to be sustainable for you anywhere you go. This is my plan B too, my three things. If I'm somewhere, no matter where I am, I might not be able to have my full morning routine. But no matter where I am, I'm going to show up for me in that morning. I'm going to give myself 15 minutes. I'm going to do my mindfulness. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to work on something, even if it's just bringing my planner out and jotting down some notes before the, like, so let's say I'm visiting family or I'm on a trip. This is me following through my morning routine. You can do this. This needs to be sustainable. Some tips for you is that you need to make this easy. You got to set yourself up for success. Think about how you can prep the evening before for your morning routine. If you want a good morning routine, what do you need? You need a good evening routine. You got to set yourself up. So in the evening, think about your evening routine. What do you want to do in the evening to set yourself up? Do you want to pull the water out so it primes your brain? What I used to do is I would heat my water in my Swell little container and I put lemon in it and be sitting on the counter. So as soon as I came down the stairs in the morning, there it is. It's warm. I can chug that real quick, getting my hydration in, right? Because just a little bit of dehydration, 1, 2% drastically affects your brain and your performance, your focus. We don't want that. We want our bodies to work well, right? What else can you do? Can you start like pulling some of your lunch stuff out, setting that on the table? Can you get your workout outfit ready? Can you pull your planner out? Can you set your space up in a certain way that like triggers you to do the things, right? So it's easier. Can you put things at eye level that you want to happen? Just like marketers do to you in the grocery store, they put the things they want to sell to you at eye level. You want to buy cheaper items, look down yonder, below eye level. That's usually where they set that kind of stuff or other versions of things. Why? Because they want to sell you the most pricier things. They want the things that they want you to buy at the top at eye level. They know this. They know these tricks. So the thing is, they're trying to influence you to do something, to be a certain way, take action in a certain way. So how you influence yourself? It could be as simple as you putting in the vegetables in the fridge in a way where you're going to see them. So you're more likely to grab them. We all been in situations where we lost stuff in the fridge and it all molded and got nasty. And we're like, dang it, I wasted all that because I didn't see it. Forgot it was in there. No, put it in your eye view. Whatever it is, whoever you want to be, put those triggers up in front of your eyes so you can see them. That's why we have our vision boards. We keep them in front of our faces. We remind ourselves every day who we want to be. Plus, our subconscious is always paying attention, picking up that information for us. All right, let's keep going. So you're going to brainstorm your mindfulness, movement, and mastery, and you're going to decide when and where. That's what I want you to do. So here's an example. I'm going to give you examples real quick. Mindfulness, affirmations in bed right when I wake up after alarm goes off at 6 a.m. Let's give an example. When? Remember I told you it was in where? In bed. When? This time. Movement. 1 minute squats, 1 minute plank, 3 minute dance in my office room while my coffee brews. So I'm envisioning my mind, myself doing this. Mastery. Brainstorming my journal, my next three steps for a career goal in office after exercising, grab my coffee, and then I'll decide when I'll work on those things today or the rest of the week. That's all I did. This is so easy. This will take you like 10 minutes to do this exercise. All right. Why are we going to do this? Research shows that it ain't about the motivation. I talked about this in my Facebook Live today on the Intentionalist group. You should get over there if you're not there. I talked about how every Wednesday I share a tip to improve your life. I try to. If I'm around and access the internet, I'm going to be sharing a tip with you. So in the study that was done in Great Britain, they worked with 248 people and they wanted them to build better exercise habits over 2 weeks. So they separated them into three groups. They said, group one, you're just going to track your exercise. Two, I want you to track your exercise, and I also want you to look up benefits of like why you should be exercising. This is going to help motivate you, so you stay motivated. Group three, I just want you to just track and then decide when and where you're going to work out. Who was more successful? This is group three. They're called the intention group. Who was more successful? The intention group. The ones who decided when and where. The ones who envisioned in their mind them being the person that they want to be. Showing up as that person. The percentage of them following through was 91% versus 35% and 38%. That's a drastic difference. It's not about the motivation. It's about you training your brain to be who you want to be. That's what I'm saying over here. So you're going to come up with your three things that you're going to do in the morning for your routine. And then you're going to decide when and where you're going to do it. And then you're going to follow through. You're going to set your environment up. You're going to plan the night before to be that person. And then you're going to follow through because you're training your brain. You're setting your environment. You're paying attention to what helps you follow through, right? That's what you're going to do. The other thing I want to talk about is sleep. You need to get enough sleep. You want more energy, you better get more sleep. That means you don't need to be drinking coffee later in the afternoon because that stays in your system for a long time. I don't want to hear it when y'all say things like, it's not, oh, I can drink coffee, Angela, and it's fine. It doesn't bother my sleep at all. Yes, it does. Research shows that it does. You may feel like you're going to sleep, but you're not getting quality sleep because it does mess up your system. So be mindful of when you're taking the caffeine in. They say don't take it in after 2 p.m. What else you got here? Alcohol, same thing. Even one glass of wine can drastically affect your quality of sleep. Yep, can. Even though you feel like it makes you tired and helps you fall asleep, it actually doesn't keep you in that restful state all night. It messes things up. So it's all about quality of sleep. So experts suggest, what do? You aim for 7 to 9 hours, 7 to 9 hours a night. Aim for that quality sleep. You're going to reduce light. Pay attention to any light in your area. Little clock light, blue light. Don't be sitting there with your phone. That affects your light. There's so much research against not supporting using your phone at night with the blue lights. Even like lack of sleep, obesity. If you're not getting enough sleep, what happens is the hormones that are related to hunger and feeling full, they get all messed up. They get all jacked up. This is why when you don't get much sleep, you are more hungry and you're also less satisfied. Like you're more hungry and you're less full. Why? Because those hormones are messed up. And then that's a bad combo, to be really hungry and never feel full. Very bad combo. We felt that way. When we get tired, we're like, I just want to eat all the crap. I want to just keep eating. Why am I so hungry today? You didn't get much sleep, right? That affects your hormones, affects your focus. It's distracting to be always focused on food. It's hard for you to focus on other things when you always think about food. You know what I mean? So let's start with sleep. Set a bedtime for yourself. Create a wind down routine for yourself. What's the perfect temperature that you want to be in? You want to mock cave-like conditions because it's how our brains are wired. Like when we used to live in caves, still wired the same way. Temperature, 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit. It's cool in there. It's dark in there. We don't want to eat an hour before bed because we don't want our body focusing on that when we're trying to sleep. You need to feel your body well so that you can rest well. All right. Okay. What I need you to do now is you're going to brainstorm like you told me you were going to do. I heard you. Mentally, like off air, I heard you thinking that in your mind. All right. So you're going to do mindfulness, movement, mastery. Think about what you're going to do. When are you going to start doing it? What time? How long? Journal on all this stuff. Know that it's more about you being flexible. I'm not going to go into all the nerdy science because I know this is getting long. But I do want to say that it's the groups that were more likely to follow through on the study. Okay, I guess I'm diving in here. On the study of Google employees that wanted to improve their habits. There's two groups. One was consistent group. Be consistent when you show up and exercise. That's your goal. And then the other group was being flexible. In the flexible group, they were the ones that like they'd be intentional. Like they set a time, but they'd have like a plan B. which group was more likely to follow through and sustain healthy habits. It was actually the flexible group. Consistency is important, but it's more important that you understand that life will happen. So you need to be flexible with it. Don't throw everything out the window. Don't do what the hell effect thing. Don't do that. You're just thinking, okay, I got plan B. Another thing that James Clear always says is that never miss 2 days in a row. And I always tell myself that I never miss 2 days in a row. And that helps me follow through. And I also use this whole emergency reserve thing that Katie Milkman talks about in her book, How to Change. It's basically like, let's say you have these set emergency cards or like emergency button and you can hit it when like, let's say like things are going crazy and you just need to get off this, you get off this routine. You just like, it's like hitting the emergency button, but you know, you can come back on. Right. The whole goal is not that you keep hitting the emergency button, but you know that it's like, okay, for this situation, can't follow through on this stuff. All right, it's fine. I got an emergency button. I'll hit it. It's okay. But I'm going to get back to where I want to get to. Like, that's the whole concept of you never miss 2 days kind of thing. Flexibility here. Progress over perfection. Showing yourself grace. Start to measure your habits. What you can't manage what you don't measure. So you need to start measuring how you're following through. You like check marks already? I know you like to check things off that you've done. So track that. Get a really cool planner that motivates you. Start tracking your habits on there and see if you follow through with the three things. Write on your planner, three M's, mindfulness, movement, mastery. And then every morning, check, did that, check, right? And then you get to track. And for some reason, if you don't hate on yourself. You're like, what happened? Okay, I gotta shift some things around. We're practicing here. We're learning what works, right? It's about progress. Giving yourself grace. We do this in the Commit to Your Vision course where you do your ideal morning routine and then you try to practice it the next week. No one follows through with the ideal one. And that's part of it. We learn. And then we're like, what do I gotta do to change to make this work? Do I gotta move this around? How does that work? But you try to do the three things so you can follow through with those. Like start to like have this be your plan B at the very least. Three M's. When are you going to start it? You can take advantage of a fresh start. Start at the beginning of the following week. Write it all out in planner. Set yourself up. Let me know if you do this. All right, y'all. That's all I have for you today. I know that was a lot. I hope you got a lot out of it. If you did, you know what to do. Leave us a review. Let us know. Reach out to me if you have any questions about anything coming up. Some of you guys have asked about Commit to Your Vision, when that's going to launch that program. It's looking like, based on my schedule, we're looking at mid-May is when we're going to launch. And I do expect it to sell out because I've already had people asking about it. It's a small, intimate group of people that we're all about you following through to be who you're going to be, want to be. And you need that community. You know you do. And you need someone there coaching you, pushing you forward. This is worth it, right? So if that's you, message me now so I can make sure to save your spot. Some people have already messaged me and I have guaranteed to save their spots for when the next program launches. All right. Love y'all. Have an awesome day and I will talk to you soon.